Moving now from one untold story to another, the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature will be announced this morning. The announcement usually comes with all the other Nobel winners, and that would have been last week. And when it was delayed, rumors circulated there was a split among the judges. Earlier this week, a member of the Swedish Academy resigned over a seemingly unrelated matter. Seemingly. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
When Austrian author Elfriede Jelinek won last year's Nobel Prize for Literature, it took Catherine Ahrens by surprise.
Completely.
Ahrens teaches German at the University of Texas. She co-edited a book about Jelinek.
Completely from the point of view of eminent Austrian authors, not surprised if one takes the last 20 years of the Nobel Prizes being responses to certain kinds of political correctness.
Ahrens believes Jelinek was chosen because the Swedish Academy had decided to reward a postmodern European feminist.
So she fit a lot of the bills.
But such pigeonholing was not the complaint of Knut Åmlund. He's an older, inactive member of the Swedish Academy. He quit Tuesday over Jelinek's selection. It's not clear why he waited a full year to do it, but Åmlund attacked Jelinek's work in a Swedish newspaper. He called it, quote, a mass of text that appears shoveled together without trace of artistic structure.
There's a point there.
Catherine Ahrens.
Even if you accept postmodern literature pastiche as a kind of deconstruction of an untenable political viewpoint.
Snap! And there's heated debate this year, according to international newspapers, over whether to honor Turkish author Orhan Pamuk. Erda Gürknar is an assistant professor at Duke University who translated one of Pamuk's novels into English.
He's young to get the Nobel. I mean, he's 53 years old. That would be young.
Pamuk has written just 7 novels. And Gürknar concedes that most Nobel literature laureates are rewarded for a lifetime of achievement.
But he's at a point in his career where he is both a cultural figure inside and outside of Turkey, and he's now a very political figure inside and outside of Turkey.
Pamuk is scheduled to stand trial in his homeland this December for publicly commenting on Turkey's role in the massacre of thousands of Armenians during World War I. Pamuk's selection would be additionally freighted because the European Union is deciding whether to include Turkey as a member. But there's also speculation that delay came not from international politics, but aesthetics. Specifically, whether to choose a nonfiction writer as this year's Nobel Literature Laureate. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
You can find details about this year's Nobel winners, from peace to physics, at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Renee Montaigne, I'm Steve Inskeep.